This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. Local businesses are the lifeblood in everything that we do. Also, they shape how we work and mold how we interact and create opportunities for people in our community. And today, I am glad to have Blake Farr, the associate broker at Area Real Estate. Blake, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, you and I have one thing in common. We could sit here and talk Auburn football all day.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's not what this is about. Tell us a little bit about Blake Farr.
All right. So I'm 24 years old. I'm a recent Auburn grad. I graduated during the COVID year of 2020 with a forestry degree. And due to the hiring halt for COVID, I had already received my real estate license while I was in college, make a little side money, and went and decided to work for my dad at his real estate company, and haven't turned back since then, man. I live right here in Sylacauga. I've lived here my whole life, moved back after Auburn, and, you know, I'm just happy to be back. I love it here, man.
I tell you, I love you, Dad. He's a great friend, a good man, and runs a great business here. Tell us a little bit about Area Real Estate.
So, Dad worked at a competitor back until about 2007, 2008, right before the market crash. He opened Area Real Estate, which obviously if he had known that was going to happen, he probably wouldn't have done it. But,
It's turned out pretty well.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. He, by the grace of God, Dad did a lot of appraisals, and appraisal business was booming during the real estate crash. And so he did a lot of that to kind of keep the business up and keep it going. And then right after the market kind of started turning back up, business turned on, he started hiring a bunch of agents, and, he's always ran by that motto of, it doesn't matter if you're buying a $5,000 piece of property or a $500,000 house or $1 million house, whatever, he's going to treat you the same way. It doesn't matter. And he's always ran by that motto, and, he doesn't treat anybody different. And he just wants everybody to just be, everything to be customer service based. He wants everybody to be happy with the situation at hand, whether it be there's an issue with your closing or whether everything goes smoothly, he wants you to be happy at the end of it. So, he prides himself on that, and I think he's done extremely well with it. So,
absolutely, and I can tell because, people in the community, when you look to that nature of the business that it is with real estate, he's one of the leading guys, and you're right there along with him. I got to ask you, what is something – that a lot of people may not understand about the real estate business that Area does that maybe somebody doesn't know about?
A lot of things that people don't understand. I mean, obviously our job is to help you find a home, that's the main part that everybody thinks of, but we have a lot of connections throughout, cities, towns, stuff like that. So I've got, lenders I can put you in touch with. People don't understand that, if you come to me and tell me I've never bought a home before, and I need to start at square one. I need to find a lender. I need to find, home inspectors, any insurance, anything like that. I have lists of people that I work with, that I prefer to work with, that I've worked with in the past. I can help you from day one to 2 months after your closing. Hey, I've got a leak underneath my house that I didn't know about. Do you know anybody that I could use? Absolutely. I'll send you this guy's number. Just stuff like that. People think we're here for one specific section of your life, which is, hey, I'm going to help you find a house, and then on closing day, I'll never speak to you again. No, I mean, we try to work with our clients and create friendships out of it. And so, I'm here. I can help you from the beginning all the way through, the end of it. It's something that I like. And, like I said, we're very customer service oriented. It's what we like doing. We like working with people. So, and that's the thing. I just feel like people look at us for one small section of what they're doing when, they don't understand. We know a lot more than that. We can help them a lot more.
With the way interest rates are right now and everything, I don't know that this will be your answer, but what is the most challenging aspect of your job?
It's the most challenging and also the most rewarding, I guess I'd say, is, I work with the public. There's going to be a bad egg somewhere in there. You're going to have some guy that you can just not please. And I learned a long time ago, do not try to please everyone, because you're just going to run in circles the whole time. So, you know, the most challenging is obviously going to be that guy that just does not understand what you're doing behind the scenes. People, there's this misconception with real estate agents that we sit back, we collect a check, make easy money, and do no work. And, you know, we have a lot going on behind the scenes that obviously I don't want to upset a client by telling them, hey, you know, this came back, the issue here, blah, blah, blah. If it's something big that could affect their closing, absolutely. If it's a small issue, I'm going to fix it behind the scenes. They'll never know an issue happened. And, you know, some of these guys, they're upset with, you know, either, you know, commission rates, stuff like that. You know, why can't I get a house that's $250,000 when I've been approved for $150,000? You know, maybe your closing takes an extra week longer than it should. And I'm the guy that has to be, I'm the guy that gets yelled at. I'll put it that way. You know,
you're the mediator.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if your lender screws something up and it pushes your closing back a week, you're not calling the lender, you're calling me. And I'm the one that just kind of has to sit back and take the licking and just move on with it and try and keep you as happy as possible. So it's that's probably the most challenging part. But again, it's also the most rewarding. I have plenty of people that at the end of it, you know, my favorite are the first-time home buyers that never thought they could ever own a house in their life. They finally buy one, and it's just, you know, almost tears at closing. You know, thank you so much. I never thought I'd be here. Those are the ones that make the rough ones a lot easier to deal with. So
we're talking with Blake Farr, associate broker at Area Real Estate, on Businesses in Our Backyard. We'll step aside and take a break. When we come back, more with Blake Farr.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Businesses in Our Backyard. Dave McCurley, your host. I am with Blake Farr of Area Real Estate, and we've been talking a little bit about what's the challenging aspect of your job. Now I'm going to ask you, what's the most rewarding? Basically, I know you talked a little bit about that, working with the public, I'm sure. Maybe even you probably going through college and living here in Sylacauga and now helping run a business in Sylacauga. I'm sure you've got many connections and many friends that you can make happy.
Oh, yeah, and that's the biggest thing, man. Like, some of my biggest clientele when I graduated college were my friends. And, you know, there's another individual here in town, Dickie Wright, that owns Rubbo Motors. Me and him discussed this the other day. I actually sold a home to his son a couple months ago. And, you know, everybody says you don't want to do business with your family or your friends. And he said, well, you can't do business with them. Who can you do business with?
That's right.
And so, you know, those were my biggest clients in the beginning, you know. And it's been so rewarding to have guys that I've grown from, you know, elementary school all the way through college with, that are now, you know, they've purchased their first home through me. I was able to be there for that big first step. You know, they got married, they bought a house together, they've got kids now, and I've been along for every single one of those, and I've been a part of that, you know. And that's what's big to me. And like I said earlier, you know, besides the fact that my friends and family, I get to watch them make this big first step in their lives, it's the Joe Blow off the street that, like I said, has been renting a house for 20 years, never knew he could purchase a home. And then, you know, closing day, there's almost just this aura around the room of, you know, this is something I can finally do. You know, I can own a house. I don't have to worry about somebody else coming and taking it from me. This is mine and I own it. So it's just great to see that on some people. You know, I had a girl come in the office the other day that she was on a lease to own for about a year on a piece of property that we had helped her work out. And she came in and brought her last payment and set it on our desk and just started bawling. She was just so excited. Wow. That she had paid off her property. It was hers now. And she couldn't control her excitement. And that's, me and Dad both looked at each other when that was over and was like, that's why we do this. This is the reason we're in the business we're in.
Well, talking about your dad, and Bill couldn't be here today, but I got to tell you, I'm going to ask you this question because I ask this question a lot to people on this podcast. But aside from your dad, has there been anybody, and I'll use the word mentor, anybody that you've looked to other than Bill Farr to maybe say, hey, you know, they've really helped me along the way. They gave me some great advice. Talk a little bit about that.
I mean, there's several men around Sylacauga that have helped me, you know, several business owners, Sid Tankers Lee, Michael Adair, even Lee here in Radio Alabama. Just men that have worked extremely hard their whole lives to build something very, very big and powerful and strong. And just they're good people, and you have no idea how well they've done because they don't flaunt it. They don't tell you anything right like that. And it's always spoken to me that you can do that. You can be the guy that, you know, you could make $20 million a year and have nobody would have any idea because you never flaunt it. You never act any differently. You act the same way you do with $20 million in your bank account that you do with $20 in your bank account. And, you know, those gentlemen have given me just phenomenal life advice, business advice, you know, telling me how to be a good person. You know, obviously, I have a lot of family members as well that have helped me. My cousin, who owns Farr & Associates Law here in Sylacauga, he's a personal injury attorney across from our office on Fort William Street. And 10 years older than me, he's been basically my big brother. I grew up as an only child, and he's been my big brother to me my whole life. And he has taught me so much about business. He's made the mistakes ahead of me that he can look back and go, hey, don't do this. I did this and messed up. Do this instead. So he's been a huge help in my life, you know, a huge mentor to me, along with all these great men around Sylacauga as well.
I'll tell you one thing about Sid Tankersley. I'll tell you how old I am. He and I graduated high school together, grew up in Fairmont together. He and John and I, and they've done well for themselves. I've actually worked for them before and think the world of them. I'm going to ask you something about area real estate. Where do you see area real estate 10, 15, 20 years from now?
I mean, obviously, I'm hoping in the next dad's getting up there in age. I'm hoping in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll start kind of passing things along, me moving more into a position of not ownership, but more running the company. As the associate broker right now, I'm essentially one step underneath dad as the qualifying broker. So he handles everything in the office, and if something goes wrong, I'm there to fill in for him. That's kind of my position. Obviously, I would like things to kind of move in a direction where I'm taking over the qualifying broker position. And dad's mentioned he wants to kind of expand a little bit more and maybe open some new offices in some areas like Auburn, Ellic City, Birmingham, places like that. We've talked about it, and, you know, that's my big goal is to move forward with that. And, you know, another thing that I tell people is I have no idea what the day is going to hold from day to day. I hate to think about 10 years from now. You know, you see in the news constantly, oh, there's a real estate crash. Oh, there's, you know, Zillow's bought up all these properties. They're going to force a real estate crash. Or, you know, Zillow's trying to make everything automated or Redfin or anything like that. You know, and there's a constant fear that, hey, maybe my job will become automated one day. Maybe my job will be obsolete. But I try not to think about that. I try to move it just one day at a time and keep moving forward with it. And, you know, 10 years from now, my goals may be different. Things may have changed. But for right now, I just want to keep climbing that ladder and keep moving our company further up.
And I'll tell you this. You mentioned Zillow. I will tell you, Zillow's not going to send a Bill or Blake Farr out to talk to you. That's one good thing about it. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you being kind of the customer service guy that you are. And, of course, I've enjoyed this today, and, of course, I got to get your dad back in here as well. You and I's got to spend some Auburn time together.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Blake Farr from Area Real Estate Associate Broker there. Thank you for joining me today.
I appreciate you having me on.
It is Businesses in Our Backyard. I thank Blake for joining me today. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and give it a 5-star rating. Thank you for watching and listening to Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.